Shane Jones is back, and he's back with a checkbook, and he wants to enhance the lives of people in the region. And he's been given the responsibility of infrastructure minister as well. Hey, Shane, tēnā koe, congratulations.
Morena, morena, ngā mihi kia tātou.
Tēnā koe. Well, hey, these are the sorts of roles that you have experience in. How satisfying for you is it, Shane, that others have seen that, that you did a good job with the PGF fund and now an opportunity to replicate that in some way? What's most satisfying about the roles you've been asked to fulfil, Shane?
Oh, well, it is a vindication that New Zealand First and myself, we did deliver a number of significant projects in the regions. But look, I've always argued that the extractive sector and fisheries can play a bigger role in wealth creation, jobs and export revenue in New Zealand. And I'm looking forward to being able to deliver that sort of outcome as the Minister of Minerals, Mining and Resources and Fisheries.
Where do these sit in Māori growth strategies from your thinking, Shane?
Oh, well, obviously Ngāi Tahu. I want to get on with the aquaculture development down near Stewart Island. That's been stymied. There's a host of other iwi with coastline resources. Norway has made a veritable fortune out of growing fish and seafood. New Zealand can do the same.
What about your attitude to extractive industries? You'd say better food on a Māori table than, you know, protecting our cheese frog?
Well, I think if you look at the level of the wages that are paid for the average punter in the mining industry, no one would be complaining. It is a controversial area because we've had a long period of time where the extractive sector has been demonised. That, sadly, has caused people to lose their risk appetite to either invest or take the plunge and try and get a resource consent for such developments.
Did our Māori's been thrown out into the mix, you say, we're overusing it?
No, I think what we're looking at is we're putting the stables of Wellington back into order. There's an old saying from mythology, cleaning the Augean stables. It's a job where the oxen of the king had pooed and peed and left a hell of a pond. And we're cleaning out Wellington. And a part of the cleaning is to ensure that government departments use the language in a way that doesn't impede the ability of government to engage or communicate. Neither does it diminish the appetite of Māori to use our language. But gone are the days where it's turned into some sort of bureaucratic, endless virtue signalling, semi-religious token.
Some might say that is quite a slight on Te Reo Māori. Was it intended that way, to the poo and pee of the oxen of the king and comparing it to Te Reo Māori? You think that's helpful?
Well, I'm sick to death of these people who did live the life of speaking the language. All they do is they use it because the bureaucracy has told them that this is the way to get ahead. Yet the rest of us who are struggling to raise our kids out in the regions, don't live in Wellington, we don't have access to those sorts of resources. The language belongs at the kitchen table. The language belongs in the whānau. It does not belong as a token to be ushered in and ushered out.
Tēnā koe. What pleases you most about the opportunity afforded you with the appointments and the pūtea, significant pūtea that you will oversee, Shane?
Oh, look, it's basically a vindication that after 3 years in the desert, Winston negotiated a very robust settlement in terms of this new coalition agreement. And we're all back on board, Emma. I really couldn't add at this stage much more than that.
What are you making of Māori media responses? You might have read Tuku's piece. There's a nervousness out there about what we might be confronted by, Māori.
Yeah, I think it's just opposition politics, and people always imagine the worst. But in actual fact, once the regime sets in, and in the first 100 days we get rid of these excesses, people find that we're a job-oriented, growth-oriented government.
Tēnā koe. And
okay, bro.
Okay, thank you, Shane. Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Hang on, man.
Short conversation, but that's okay.